99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
At Ben and Kelly Show, you can get us on the stream or you can catch up on the podcast right there. WDJX.com, click listen. Every hour, we give you feel-good stories to help you know that, yes, there is good happening in the world. It's time for your feel-good.
Okay, so this is really great. Zappos is now allowing shoppers to buy a single shoe or purchase a pair in two different sizes with this new sales option. And the reason that this is really great is because it's aimed at helping amputees and people with differing foot sizes.
Oh, that's good.
So a single shoe is actually going to cost less than a pair, too, with prices ranging from $18.50 to about $85. Zappos said the move was made after customers had requested the option for years. And there's a YouTuber that is explaining exactly why this is amazing, too. He's an amputee, and it's just a wonderful thing that I'm sure many of us hadn't even really thought about before. It is awesome on their move. And again, we've got it up on the website at WDJX.com. You can read more about that.
Like that. And that's your feel good. We do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX. At Ben and Kelly Show, you send us messages. Maybe you have an issue that you need help with. You need some advice from people who don't have a dog in the fight, so to speak.
Slide into our DMs.
Slide into our DMs, and we'll try not to screw up your issue.
Got a relationship problem? Let the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show screw it up.
Try not
this
to.
This is free therapy.
Hey, Carrie, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. Will you walk us through what you messaged us?
Yeah, so my fiance and I had a big wedding planned for April that was obviously postponed by the pandemic.
Sure.
And, you know, as the weeks went on, it was pretty obvious that, you know, it was going to be a long time before we'd be able to have this big wedding, you know, with out-of-town guests.
Right.
So when we finally got a chance, we just did a small ceremony and made it official that way.
Oh, you kind of like,
I know, I guess, a lot of people
like
that
eloped
did that.
Or whatever.
You just, you know? Yeah, you make it official so you're actually married.
Okay.
But you're just going to have another ceremony later.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We were just like, okay, let's just do this because right. We don't know when.
Yeah.
But the reaction from our family that we've gotten has been, like, crazy.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I really thought, like, you know, the people, I thought they'd be happy for us, but they're actually, like, the opposite. My mom isn't even, like, talking to me.
Okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. So you didn't let anybody know you guys were running off and getting married? You just did it spontaneously?
Yeah, we kind of just, you know, did the court thing, but it's like we had to do it before that was going to shut down. No, we didn't know it was happening, and we obviously knew nobody could travel or do anything. Like, so even if we told them, they couldn't do anything about it.
Oh.
Wow. Okay.
Do you think the reason they're upset, though, is that you didn't, like, give them a heads up?
I guess so, but it's, yeah, I mean, I get it, but it's like we were just going to have, like, a party later, kind of like a delayed reception whenever we could.
Yeah. Yeah. So do you have other family members or anything or what's your, what about your husband's side?
Yeah, his family, you know, they seem the same way. One of them was even kind of like snarky about it. Like, well, don't expect the wedding present we were going to give you.
Oh, snap.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Is this really rude or do they have a point? Like, I don't know. We just move on, have a reception later. I'm not sure.
No, it sounds already like you've got enough salty family members. Like, what's that reception going to be like now?
Well, I think with time, you know, maybe. I don't know.
Have you tried to have a conversation with them like this? Just say, hey, well, this is why we ended up, it happened this way. And
I think we need to get on, like, maybe do a little Zoom call or something face to face. Because, you know, like, I don't know. I think it's probably easy to be rude when we're not in person.
You know what? I'm just going to say this. Pandemics suck.
Yeah, they do.
I've decided that pandemics just have ruined everything.
Nothing good about it.
Yeah. So.
Oh.
Well, again, let me say congratulations because that's cool that you know are now married.
You have a husband now.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. Right. So, you know, hopefully there are several people already texting in about how maybe you can approach this with your family. But, you know, hopefully we can help you out.
Thank you.
At Ben and Kelly Show on social media, and I got to be honest with you, this next story may turn your stomach, and it actually just turned mine when I just read it, because I literally just had sushi the other night for dinner, and this story involves sushi.
people love sushi.
It's delicious.
It is delicious.
And I almost feel bad saying this story because there are some great sushi places around town.
Well, this, you know what? Let's preface this. This didn't happen here, right? Didn't happen here.
Tokyo?
Yeah, that's far away.
I feel like, though, Tokyo should be...
really good at sushi.
At sushi?
What happened? What happened? Just ripped a Band-Aid off. What happened?
All right, so this woman goes into the doctor, right? She's complaining of a sore throat. She's like, sore throat. Can you check me out? Doc's like, yeah, sure. Say, ah. Sticks the old, little looky thing down there.
A little flashlight?
Sure.
Little light thingy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took a half a semester pre-med. I'm pretty sure that's pretty accurate.
Practically a doctor.
So the exam revealed, and this is where I'm going to caution you with what I'm about to say.
Especially if you happen to be having sushi for breakfast, put the chopsticks down.
Which, by the way, delicious. Leftover sushi.
Yummy.
Uh-huh.
Proceed with caution.
She goes in, sore throat, doctor looks, reveals a black moving worm. Left tonsil. Here's the thing. It was a type of parasitic roundworm that she had, I guess, contracted after eating some assorted sashimi 5 days prior. Listen,
I did not know that was possible.
Neither did I. Listen, they just said they removed it with the tweezers. She's going to be fine.
That's great news.
Yeah.
But the nightmares.
Yes!
How does she deal with the nightmares?
You don't.
Because I would never sleep again.
And again, and I think this is, she had to have, like, she had to go to a place that was maybe not necessarily the standards that most sushi places go to, have. Because I feel like you have to have sushi grade level fish to operate a sushi restaurant.
Like, maybe this is like a D. Do they have grading?
Maybe this is one of those like back alley sushi places. Hey, it looks like you want some
sushi.
Nigiri.
Okay.
Tell you what, I got a great deal on some yellowfin over here. Yeah, so.
This just gives me chills.
Yeah, so again, I don't know even why we're telling you this.
Well, it's kind of like, I didn't know it was possible kind of a thing, right?
Okay, so we're telling you this, that know that in the back of your mind it is possible, I guess, if you go to a back alley sushi dealer who's peddling sushi out of his trench coat.
Probably not the best place to buy it.
Hey, look, I got some nice salmon here.
It's real tasty.
I got some tuna.
Okay.
I tell you, it's lukewarm. It's been up against the side of my body. So, yeah.
Back alley sushi.
Yeah, steer clear of back alley sushi is what we're trying to say.
Okay,
all right?
That's a great public service
I'm just
going
to go ahead and say this is setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without eating from back alley sushi places from a guy in a trench coat, which we're assuming that she got this from.
Oh, wow.
Then you're doing okay.
It's just so much.
Yeah. I mean, do we dare tweet the story out?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean,
right.
We have tweeted worse things.
Have we?
I don't know. Where do we put this on the scale of worst things we've talked about on the show?
It's gross.
It's going to be
on a gross factor. It's up there.
Okay.
So, anyways, thank you for sticking with us this entire time to know that.
Is it up there with Todd the Eye Beetle?
Okay. At Ben and Kelly Show. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of the DJX All Access Summer, where you can get in to win a virtual Jonas Brothers experience. WDJX.com, click win. All right. Every hour we do this throughout the morning, it's your feel good.
Okay. I've been watching this story for a couple of days now. This kid is a real life Avenger. He's 6-year-old Bridger. He lives in Cheyenne, Wyoming. He went viral this week because his aunt shared the story of how he stopped a dog from attacking his younger sister and ended up getting 90 stitches on his face in the process. His aunt said, Bridger said, if someone was going to die, I thought it should be me. I mean, hello? She tagged a bunch of celebrities in the post from Avengers movies, and they are responding. The Incredible Hulk himself, Mark Ruffalo, left a comment. Captain America himself, Chris Evans, reached out.
Hey, Bridger. Captain America here. How you doing, buddy? So I read your story. I saw what you did. Wow. You're a hero.
What you did was so brave, so selfless. Your sister is so lucky to have you as a big brother. Your parents must be so proud of you.
Aw.
I'm going to track down your address, and I'm going to send you an authentic Captain America shield, because, pal, you deserve it.
Oh, that's good.
I know, isn't that amazing? Thor reached out. I mean, everybody did. And then people are asking about a GoFundMe. But they instead are asking people to donate to the Wounded Warrior Project and Mission 22, which is a pair of support groups for veterans. I mean, this story is amazing. You can see it. It's up on the website at WDJX.com. We'll also tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show.
At Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. Sometimes when you see drama, you just screenshot it. Send it to us, or you just tag us in it, and we'll see it ourselves. And then all we do is we just act out the commenters on the particular thread.
Now listen, if there's anything that we have learned about this segment, is people are very passionate about recipes.
Passionate, sure.
We fought about Helen's broccoli casserole.
Yeah.
This is going to be in the same lane.
All right, so Stacy, Rita, Andy, and Wendy are all commenting on this thread about macaroni salad.
Yes, Stacy is starting this whole thing off because she thinks that somebody swiped her mother's macaroni salad recipe.
Yeah, I play Stacy, you play Rita, I'll also play Andy, and you'll play Wendy.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight! Theater.
On 99.7 DJX.
I don't usually post aggressive posts like this, but I'm so mad that I just can't help but vent. The person who this is about should absolutely know it's about them. How dare you steal my late mother's recipe for macaroni salad and take credit for it?
Oh, wow.
You not only hurt me, but you trampled on the memory of my sweet mother. How dare you?
Wow. I'm so sorry this happened to you, Stacy. Call out the person by name so we can see what a backstabber looks like. People who steal recipes are complete trash. Everyone always defends comedians when someone steals their jokes, but nobody ever defends people who have their recipes stolen.
Good point.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna expose her publicly. She knows who she is. She has a macaroni salad imposter. I just feel bad for her children.
Oh,
they were born from a liar's womb.
Oh, that's aggressive.
They will probably grow up to be liars, too.
Oh, my God.
Don't you think you're being a little oversensitive here, Stacy? It's just macaroni salad. And by the way, imitation is a form of flattery.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I knew your mother very well. I don't think she would be upset over macaroni salad. I'd worry about something else. Take a chill pill and chillax, LOL. No offense, Andy, but mind your own f***ing business.
My
mom really never cared for you. In fact, she kind of found you to be a bit pervy.
Oh my God.
So please, keep your perverted opinions off my page.
Oh my God.
And keep my mother's name out of your mouth.
Andy. There is no reason at all that a man needs to be chiming in telling Stacy how to feel. Her mother's macaroni salad recipe was stolen, people. Then the person who stole said macaroni salad tried to act like it was their recipe.
The shame.
It's disrespectful to Stacy and it's disrespectful to the dead. Wow.
I tried to be positive with my post, and y'all are acting like I stole the macaroni recipe. I'm just saying, don't sweat the small stuff. Stacy's mom is dead.
Oh my God.
It's hard to be upset about macaroni salad when you're pushing up daisies. I'm sure Stacy's mom isn't pissed off in the afterlife about macaroni salad. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Andy, you're a pig, and you should be canceled. How dare you bring up Stacy's mom?
Well, not anymore, because she's no longer with us.
Oh, well. I agree, Wendy. Andy needs to be canceled from Facebook. He's a disrespectful pig, and so is this macaroni salad thing.
Cancel me from Facebook? Okay, good luck with that. Last time I'll ever try to be positive with crazy people. Screw your mom's macaroni salad then.
Oh,
I'm logging off now before this gets ugly.
Oh,
before it gets ugly.
Oh my gosh. That was just a wow. A wow scenario.
Yeah. Oh, they're really passionate about recipes.
I bet that macaroni salad is delicious.
It does
though.
Sound tasty.
Yeah.
I'd like to get that. Do you think they posted it?
I hope so. So that was Facebook Fight Theater. It's Ben and Kelly. That sound is the sound. That can only mean one thing. It's time for You Laugh, You Lose. The game where Kelly and I sling dad jokes back and forth to one another. The first person who laughs loses. The only goal we have for this competition today is for it to last more than two jokes.
Listen, I may have royally screwed it up and tanked it.
No, it's fine.
Last week.
No,
I tanked it.
It worked out in my favor.
Yeah, sure did. It sure did.
So, losers go first. You laugh, you lose.
Okay.
No laughs.
Okay.
Here we go.
No laughs. Hey, Ben.
What?
What kind of music are balloons afraid of?
What kind of music are balloons afraid of?
Pop music.
Yeah.
Nailed it!
Stabs him.
That was the one I messed up last week.
Yeah.
I tanked it on that one.
Sure was.
Tanked it.
You know, I'm making a new documentary series on how to fly an airplane.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Currently filming the pilot.
Cute.
Thanks.
Can't wait to see that one.
Oh, good.
What do you call a pig that does karate?
What do you call a pig that does karate?
Pork chop.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
You know, yesterday the doctor told me I was colorblind.
Oh.
The diagnosis came completely out of the purple.
Instead of out of the blue.
Yeah.
Because you can't tell the colors.
That's right.
What you did there.
Thank you.
What's the difference between a steak and a meteorite?
Ooh, what is the difference?
One's pretty meaty. The other is a little meteor.
Ah, well done.
She's on her game today.
You know, I'm friends with 25 letters of the alphabet.
You are?
Yeah. Somehow I don't know you.
I don't get it.
I don't know why either.
Okay. What did E.T.'s dad say when he finally returned home?
I don't know why I did that.
I don't know why you did that either.
I don't know why I did that.
I don't know because I had so many more jokes.
I don't even know. Was that you or was that me?
I don't know. Why are we suddenly really bad at this game? We're both bad at this game.
Why did I
why
bark?
Are we bad
why do I always bark?
I don't know.
I don't know. This is the coveted.
You were just playing. That was dirty pull. That's all you do. That is your thing. That was your thing. I didn't even get my punchline out.
Help.
I'm going to save it.
Okay, you save
I'm gonna
it.
I'm going to save it.
You hold that for next
it.
Week, okay?
So are you keeping the trophy?
I'm keeping it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm keeping it. I got you.
Judges. I don't.
I think the video will show.
This bit is crap.
You laugh, you lose on 99.7 DJX. Home of the DJX All Access Summer. One more week of getting you in on the Jonas Brothers virtual experience backstage, along with the device that you can be on that call with them on.
Have you gotten any more details on that yet?
That, what, the device?
No, the actual experience. Like, are they going to perform?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't.
They're just leaving it a big mystery.
Yeah, big
like
mystery.
A big surprise.
I mean, they're rock stars, Kelly.
Okay, all right.
You know, they're going to do what they want to do.
Have we figured out if they need a chaperone for the virtual experience?
Are you offering yourself again?
I would probably be available.
All right.
Okay.
All right, we'll keep you posted.
All right.
Brought to you by Huber's Orchard and Winery there. WDJX.com. Click win. All right, it's time for your Feel Good. Every hour we do this, brought to you by Kelly K. Hi there.
Across the pond once more for this Feel Good North London Edgware.
We go to a nursing home there. Residents are having a ball recreating album covers at the Sidmar Lodge Care Home. Robert, he's 41. He masterminded this whole thing.
Yes.
Came up with a little photo shoot. He said, we take lockdown seriously. None of the residents can see their families. It's my job to keep them amused.
So what did he do?
So he dressed up 93-year-old Vera to look like Adele's 21 album cover.
Oh, my gosh.
And she's amazing. Perfectly nailed it.
Yeah.
I love Roma, though. Roma.
What'd Roma do?
Loved David Bowie. So she.
Oh, she did face paint to look like the album cover.
Yeah, the 1973 Aladdin Sane album, which is kind of fun. And then, oh my gosh, Liliana is recreating Madonna's 1986 True Blue album.
That's the one where she's just kind of looking up.
Yeah, she's kind of like the side of the profile.
Yeah.
You know, she's kind of looking up. And then Toba's 95, and she is creating Michael Jackson's Bad. And she's nailing it.
With a walker and a leather jacket.
Yes, complete with standing with a walker.
Holy cow.
It's so fantastic. This whole thread is amazing. So, obviously, Twitter's loving it.
Yes.
They're jumping on board this. I'll tweet out the story so you can see it all at Ben and Kelly Show.
I will say that I have enjoyed immensely the Twitter threads of people recreating, like, famous artwork.
Oh, yeah.
And just with things that they have around the house.
The latest one I saw was recreate the selfie, and it's, like, this woman kind of, like, dramatically lit.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
holding a rose. With her eyes closed up against her cheek. And,
yeah,
and
recreate
what people
the selfie.
Are finding.
Yeah, in place of the rose.
Yes, and whatever you
whatever
have.
Whatever it was.
Whatever's handy. Yeah. It's pretty magical.
It is good.
So this is great. At Ben and Kelly Show.
At Ben and Kelly Show on media. You can always send us some DMs, and sometimes we'll get in touch with you and slide into your DMs.
Slide into our DMs.
Yeah, for sure. It's Family Secret. Every week we open it up to you to let something off your chest. Maybe it even helps you out. Hey, good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Well, hey, first of all, thank you for allowing us to contact you on what you messaged us. Can you walk us through kind of your situation?
Yeah. So this is going to sound pretty crazy, but I don't know if I'm engaged.
How?
Were you not there?
How so?
Well, I know. It's a mess. My boyfriend and I, we've been together for almost 2 years, and over the weekend of the 4th, we went to visit his family, and all of a sudden, people started congratulating me.
Okay.
I just, like, graduated, so I assumed it was for that. But then a few people said stuff like, welcome to the family.
Oh.
Okay.
And you don't remember this?
I mean, the thing is, my boyfriend never proposed or anything as far as I know. I mean, about a week ago, he took me out for what started as, like, a really romantic night. But then I got wasted, and I don't remember all of it.
Okay.
So,
I was like,
think
how
he
in the
proposed
world?
When you were wasted?
It's possible, he asked. Yeah.
Okay, but what about a ring?
Yeah, see, there's the thing. I hate jewelry, so I wouldn't want a ring.
So, oh. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know. How do I find out without saying, you know, sorry, I was blackout drunk when you made a plan in the lab a proposal and I don't remember any of it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the first thing I thought of when you said welcome to the family is, like, maybe you're connected.
Oh.
Hey, welcome to the family.
Oh, my God. Really? That's the first thing you're thinking?
I don't know.
Is a mob?
So
weird.
Yeah, you're right. You can't. Like, go back to your boyfriend and be like, hey, so are we engaged? Because then I could see, you know, coming from a guy's standpoint, that cuts.
That's a huge moment in a man's life when he proposes to the woman of his dreams. And I think it would completely wreck him if he thinks that you don't remember any of it.
Yeah, and mine too. How could I miss that? Oh, God, I hope that's not what it was.
Okay,
all right.
Oh, wow.
Well, hey, thank you again for allowing us to call you on it. We got several people that are texting in just, like, offering up their suggestion as to how to roll with this.
Surveillance cameras. Were there surveillance cameras so you can go back and check the tape? And then check your, like, look at your mannerisms and your reactions, and then maybe you could tell. I don't know.
This is so wild.
I'm going full-on detective mode right now.
Oh, that's a good idea. I should maybe look. I don't know. Oh, God.
Oh, I'm just laughing because I'm uncomfortable.
Well, again, thank you for allowing us to contact you. And, I mean, hey, congratulations.
Thanks. guys.
I don't know what she does from here. Like, how do you continue on not knowing if you are an engaged person or not?
Well, we'll try to help you out if we can, okay?
Thank you. I need a plan for sure.
At Ben and Kelly's show, you can get us on the stream or you can catch up on the podcast right there, WDGX.com. Click listen. Every hour, we give you feel-good stories to help you know that, yes, there is good happening in the world. It's time for your feel-good.
Okay, so this is really great. Zappos is now allowing shoppers to buy a single shoe or purchase a pair in two different sizes with this new sales option. And the reason that this is really great is because it's aimed at helping amputees and people with differing foot sizes.
Oh, that's good.
So a single shoe is actually going to cost less than a pair, too, with prices ranging from $18.50 to about $85. Zappos said the move was made after customers had requested the option for years. And there's a YouTuber that is explaining exactly why this is amazing, too. He's an amputee, and it's just a wonderful thing that I'm sure many of us hadn't even really thought about before. It is awesome on their move. And again, we've got it up on the website at WDJX.com. You can read more about that.
Like that. And that's your feel good. We do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. We give you these stories so you don't make this same mistake, all right? I know a lot of people want to break out and party.
And like, I need to get out and party.
Right. No! Sure.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, drink some beers with the boys. But if you can manage to make it through the day without posing as a dead body to avoid arrest when you're the mayor, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow. Wait a second. Is this Weekend at Bernie's? What's happening?
A mayor in Peru pretended to have died from coronavirus and hid in a coffin to avoid arrest after breaking lockdown to drink with friends.
Yeah, so the thing. Mayor of a town in Peru, he was drinking with some of his friends, right? Uh-huh. So he had broken his own stay-at-home lockdown rules that he had put in place and was trying to tell people to enforce.
Right.
The unknowns here.
Uh-huh.
Where they were drinking or why there were open caskets around.
Right. Is he hanging out at a funeral home? What's happening?
When police hear about these people that are breaking the lockdown orders and go to bust them, he poses as a dead body.
How long do you in have an to hold open his breath?
Casket.
Oh my gosh. And don't you think he's going to be recognizable as the mayor?
Like the police walk in. Hey.
Hey, Mayor.
Is that Mayor Torres? It sure looks like Mayor. He's,
poke him. He looks like he's breathing still.
Is he ticklish?
I don't understand.
Yeah, so again.
Oh, wow. I get the sweats. I mean, he's thinking, oh, this is going to look bad I'm violating my own order.
Exactly. Maybe he's just thinking, oh, well, I tell you what, I'm just going to hang out here for maybe just a couple minutes. They're just going to poke their heads in.
Right.
And they're going to see, oh, it's just a couple workers. They're not drinking.
Right.
We're good.
Yep.
And then they're going to leave.
Walk away.
And then, boom, we can go and we can party again.
No. Nope. Like, I need to get out and party. Woo!
No. Not when you're the mayor.
Right, exactly.
Like, a kind of a different set of rules apply when you're the mayor. Like, you're supposed to super, super be good at following your own rules.
So, he did get busted.
And, so, do they kick him out of office? What happens when happens?
He was, I guess, detained for violating lockdown rules. I don't know. I mean, this is still being decided.
This is going to go one of two ways for him in the public opinion. They're either going to be like, coolest mayor ever needs to party. Or they're going to be like, we can't have someone like that in office. Which, I don't know. We'll have to see how his constituents react.
Well, we are still calling this a setting the bar.
Oh, okay. Don't do that.
If you can manage to make it through the day without posing as a dead body to avoid arrest, especially when you're the mayor, you're doing okay.
Or coolest mayor ever got party.
I'm still going to say this is setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.